No?
Good job.
Thank you.
Usually, listen, okay.
They heard about it now.
Mm.
Go ahead, Jim, sorry.
Yeah, okay. Usually when it's my turn to make the bulletin, I put a couple of worship songs for the day.
It's a bit too loud.
That's okay. Yeah, that's good. Thanks. But in fact, today we've got advance notification of two worship songs, probably for next time Darcy leads the worship. So they were on the list, but we can look forward to those. So you have a chance to find them, sing them, and be ready. Darcy will be amazed. And this is a time of the service when a testimony time, a time to just praise God, to thank Him for working in our lives. Also a time to bring any concerns, anything you'd like the church to pray for. So if anyone would like to come up and start, then the microphone's here. Sure's not coming this way after.
Good afternoon, everyone. Praise God that he's appointed Pastor Kevin to preach today, right on time. Just ask for your continual prayers. My throat is not 100%. If you could just pray that I get better. More importantly, I asked for prayer for my Auntie Alice last week. I talked to my mother last night. She's able to sit up. She's able to speak. We did a face-to-face video chat in the hospital room, and we were able to pray together. That was encouraging. And doctors say that if things go smoothly, she can get out of ICU in the next couple of days and into a regular room, and then hopefully begin the rehab process. So please remember to pray for Auntie Alice, if you could. And praise the Lord for his kindness and his healing touch. Amen.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. I want to thank God for my Japanese friends and those of us who live in Japan, and we don't really follow the Japanese system of everything as required. And so sometimes our Japanese friends really come in and they're very helpful. So in Japan, there are vaccines for children, but I didn't know they are very important and you should follow them strictly as a requirement, especially before they join primary school. So I had no idea. I don't even remember the last time I took Joyce for vaccine, and I think they asked me to go back for some other vaccine, but I never went back, and maybe she was 3 years old or so. So we've just been living, probably because in my country, yeah, we don't really follow this Japanese vaccination system so much. So I told you about my neighbor, come friend, who has been very helpful to me. They went to United States and they came back this March. So just by God's miracle, when she came back, the first thing she asked me, you know, Joyce needs to have all the vaccines before she can join Shogako. Have you done all the vaccines? That, oh my God, I have no idea. I always see some notice coming to my mailbox, but I tear most of them and throw away, which I shouldn't do. I should be giving most of them to her so that she can help me to know. So at that point, I do not even have my Boshitecho, the book. So I just tell her, okay, I'll search for it. In the first place, I don't even know where it was by that time. So she told me, go and check your book and go to the city office and find out all the vaccines you have missed and make sure you fulfill them because it's a requirement to join primary school if she will join here. Otherwise, it will really be tough. You may have to pay for some of them. I think most of the required vaccines are free of charge by the city office. But now, if you miss, you will have to pay to have them. So I thank God because she just came in at the right time. So I searched for my Boshitecho, and I don't understand anything. Because actually, my Boshitecho is from where Joyce was born, in Niigata, and they are different depending on the city where the child was born. So that's where I actually got the confusion. Because Joyce was born in Niigata, I left Niigata and went to Kenya for 6 months, and then I came to Hiroshima. So all this confusion, and I took other vaccines in Kenya, you know, they just mixed up, and I forgot about them completely. So I have 3 Boshitechos, you know. So I'm not sure what I should do. So... But God just used this lady just in time because I should have missed important vaccines that she should do at least 1 year before joining school. So I searched for them, and I didn't want to go to the city office. I just went directly to our clinic, which we've not been there also for long. So they just checked, and they told me, you're just in perfect timing for the vaccines that she needs now. So let's just do them immediately, and I'm so grateful. How God can use our friends, because she could think of anything else, because we've not been together for 8 months, you know. But the first thing she's thinking about is reminding me about vaccines, you know, and I just needed them now, because it's almost 1 year before the school year for primary school starts. So we were just in good timing. So the hospital told me vaccines you can't take immediately, you have to book. So they told me book now for 2 days later. So we booked, and we were there on Thursday, and she could get 2 vaccines, and they told me you still need another one after 1 month, so make sure you reserve after 1 month, and once you're through with that, you're set. So I'm safe. Yeah, I shouldn't forget. So I'm so grateful for that. So those are the small, small things that God really uses, people who don't know him, but to help us, his children, you know. And I'm so grateful for that. Thank you.
Hello. We're visitors today. We are from Texas in America, and we were in Tokyo on a missions trip for almost the whole month of May, and then we had some time in June to just travel around Japan. So we came to Hiroshima, and Kelsey, you know who?
Darcy and Art.
Darcy and Art, who are apparently members of this church, which is great. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to meet you all, and I'm Mary, and this is Kelsey. Yeah, so it's really encouraging to be at another church in Japan and to see faithful believers in Christ, because this is my second time in Japan, and your
fourth time.
And so, you know, in America, you always hear about how hard it is to be a Christian in Japan, and that is true, but being here, it's great to meet you all, and want to say you are an encouragement to Christians even in America, so... Thank you for being here, and thank you for the leadership. And yeah, we will be praying for you all, and please continue to pray for missions trips to Japan and the missionaries who come, because it's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding.
Oh, and in that, please pray for the 12 girls who profess Christ during our mission trip. 11 of them are junior high girls who go to a Christian high school, and then there is one college girl as well, so pray for them to follow through with that. God would continue to lead them, that they get connected with the church. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you all. what happened to your accent? I kept listening. I'm born near Austin, grew up in the Houston area. I've spent many years trying to get rid of my accent so my students will understand me. But anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. I read some stuff from Japan Times. I know, Kevin, you'll give me the shortened sign, so I won't go into it. But a couple of articles about hikikomori, and I'll just briefly summarize. One was about the fact that that knife attack that Miwa, you mentioned before, that the man who had committed it in Kawasaki was hikikomori, was a recluse at home. And so it's a really good article. I'll just keep them with me back there if someone wants to look at or get the link from it. Explaining that hikikomori can be caused by many different things, many different factors, many different reasons, that it's not necessarily connected with crime. Many hikikomoris are not criminals. And then another really heartbreaking story. There was a one of the top Japanese diplomats. I think he was, bureaucrats, one of the top Japanese bureaucrats. He's retired now. He's 76 years old. His name is Hideaki Kumazawa. His son was hikikomori, was a recluse, and was showing violent tendencies, had actually would occasionally act out violently at home. And there was a elementary school nearby that was having a sports festival. And it was, of course, if you know Japanese sports festivals, they're quite noisy, it's very loud, kids are enjoying themselves a lot. And the son, this happened, the reason I share this story, this happened with our son. When our son was at home, he was there for almost 3 years, living very much as a recluse. Outside noise would really bother him. He would complain to us, even just a crow flying overhead, you know, that would make the loud caw, caw sound, and he would get upset about that, or a truck, a delivery truck that had a loud backfire or something. Well, this man, his son was complaining about the noise. And his son was even saying, it doesn't say it in the English, but Toshi, my wife, said the Japanese news reported that the son was even saying, I want to kill those kids. And, you know, the father had just had followed the news about the stabbing of the kids. And he thought, well, who knows? You know, my son might do something like that. So I don't know all the details, but the end of the story is that the father ended up stabbing the son to death. The son died. The father's arrested now. And it sounds like it is a horrible, tragic story. But when there's a situation like that, where usually it would be a son, adult son, is living at home and has violent tendencies or seems to be showing violent tendencies, and the parent is older and doesn't know what to do, of course the father is when he called the police, he immediately confessed, "I did this. This is something I did." So he's going through the legal system. But my heart really went out to him because he didn't want to see other kids die, and yet he didn't know what to do. And I'm very sorry to say the Japanese legal system does not deal with domestic violence in ways that I would like. We've had a lot of experience with that aspect of the system here. They're good. They do a great job, Japanese police, but domestic violence issues, where there's violence in the home that parents are worried about, there's not a whole lot that they normally do. So I just wanted to share that. Art and Darcy, you're not here, but I'd just like to share it as something we can continue to pray for this problem. The articles did mention what Miwa said. You said before, Miwa, that more age 40 to 64 recluses, hikikomoris, than the younger ones. There's actually, the number's gone over in the older ones than the younger ones. And as you know, most of you know, Art and Darcy, especially Art, came into our home, intervened in our home, helped us to help get our son out, which we believe was the right thing, was a good thing. And I couldn't have done it myself. Our son is still living with some missionary friends in Shiga Prefecture, near Lake Biwa. And I got some text messages from the wife this past week. She's giving him some allowance now, allowance money. We were worried, my wife and I, that if he gets enough allowance, he might try to come back here and maybe try to live with us. And so we wrote her about that. So she's aware of that, you know, potential. And she talks to him. She tries to get good conversations with him regularly. He's taking a bath once a week, which is really, that's a miracle right there. If you know the whole story, I could tell you the whole story, but that's really a miracle that he's doing that. And just ask your continued prayers for our son, Micah, for Art and Darcy's ministry. And as I said, I've got the hard copies and I've got links if you want to read more about this. It's very heartbreaking, but I'm so thrilled that people are ministering, reaching out to these people who need help so desperately. Thank you very much for your prayers. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Josie. I just want to say thank you for this church because after a week, I will be leaving the Japan. Already finished my 3 years contract. Thank you for the very warm welcome. In here, I found friendships, new children of God, and I even found my lifetime partner here. So, thank you. And on June 20, my flight from Hiroshima is at in the morning. So me and my 5 colleagues will be leaving via China Airlines. So in there, we will be having a stopover of almost, I think, 9 hours. So our Kaisha, I think, bought the very cheapest flight. So 9 hours of stopover, and then by 11 p.m., we'll be arriving in Manila. So I thank God for giving me the protection and the safety, the courage to live here alone. And yeah, the blessings of for success. So at my age of 28, I bought just a small area of land and built my own house there. So for me, it's a huge success. Maybe for other people, it's only a little bit of success, but for me, it's a huge already. So I may I request a prayer for our protection and also for Mark's protection here. So it's not easy to handle a long-distance relationship. So I pray that God will protect us from temptation. Mark sometimes is stubborn. And yeah. Yeah, that's it. Have a great Sunday.
It's funny, for many kind characteristics, we have two words. Like in Japanese, there's niyaka and urusai. Both of them mean one is noisy and one is lively. So you describe your own child as noisy, other people's children. And so strong-willed and stubborn, it's maybe the same thing. One is a desirable quality and one is kind of irritating one sometimes. But that's your part of your life together, to get used to each other as well. I put that last week we were praying for, one prayer was for Hideko-sensei who couldn't get up. She was bedridden for 2 or 3 weeks. Today she bounced back and was in the church, and just praise God for that. Yeah, she's 89 years old, but still really is bouncing. a bit slower, but she's kind of reaching human level, I think, here. And her daughter, Mariko, sister Mariko, is she had a brain tumor in the past, and it affected her vision, and she's just had an operation to deal with that, the pressure on her eye that was causing her eye trouble. So she's recovering now. So if we can keep her in prayer. What if those? Yeah. Auntie Alice. The 12 girls who came to Christ through the mission trip. Thank you for reporting that. It's great to hear. Pray for Yua Chan. Oh, I see. Yeah. So pray for the Staden family, especially Yua-chan and Megumi and Mom and Dad, in fact, all of them. Praise God for God's timing for Joyce's vaccines. That really is a miracle because you see a friend after 8 months, they'll be talking about other things, not about vaccines. She must have a heart of thinking, how can I help my friend? So, for Josie leaving, and for families with hikikomori. And we see one or two tragedies in the paper, but really there are thousands of tragedies, long-term tragedies up and down the country, and we just want to pray, lift that to God in prayer. Should we just pray together now? Dear Heavenly Father,
month we celebrate what we were just singing about, right? And well, last week we had a unique Sunday and weren't able to have communion last week, so we're having it this week. And with our Japanese service, in the English service we didn't have anything in particular going on, but the Japanese service did, so we put it off until today. I like to think about communion in this way, personally, is that, you know, sometimes we have farewell parties in Japan when somebody's leaving the company, leaving Japan, you know, we have a sobetsukai, see ya, bye. And we look at it as an opportunity to drink a lot and eat oily, salty food that's bad for you, but it's good. Good. That's a good time. You know, I'm not simplifying what Jesus did, but, you know, the day before he went to the cross, he got together with his disciples, and he said, it's the last time I'm going to eat with you guys. See ya. Not that simple, but he said, and here's what this means. Here's what this means. I'm giving my life for you. And whenever you eat a meal like this again, do this and remember me. Remember me. Don't forget me. And then he broke the bread and, you know, poured the wine. And before that, he washed their feet. Can you imagine that? You know, they should have been ministering to him, but he took the opportunity to serve them, and he was going to serve them in the biggest way the following day. And so today, we want to remember Jesus. So this is a ceremony for Christians. If you're here as a guest and you're not a believer yet, please observe what's going on. And you can remain in your seat. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but I mean, this is a ceremony reserved for those who have said yes to Jesus Christ and serve him, and honor him as their Lord and Savior. And so we're going to do that now. And in union with our Japanese brothers and sisters in the morning service, we are going to recite the same scripture that we recited this morning in the Japanese service. Let me read it for you, and you can follow quietly. Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Praise God for his word and the truths of this word. So we will celebrate together Holy Communion today. Let's see. Let me get the next scripture.